the week's cases for the week ending October 3rd, 2025, by Almonaster, L.A. County Public Defender's Office. Admission of child sexual abuse accommodation syndrome evidence permissible. Child sexual abuse accommodation syndrome, CSAAS, is controversial junk science used in various ways to obtain convictions. The case law is quite clear that the jury can't be told that CSAAS is admissible to prove that a molestation occurred. Quote, it is beyond dispute that CSAAS testimony is inadmissible to prove that a molestation actually occurred. Close quote. Pitino, 26 Calap 4th, 1737 at 1744. Of course, jurors think the exact opposite, and the appellate courts permit all sorts of shams to uphold the use of CSAAS. For example, in Pitino, the Court of Appeal affirmed by claiming that the DA there only used CSAAS to have an expert say that the kid's delay in reporting didn't prove that the kid wasn't molested. The jury here was instructed on CalCrim 1193, modified to say that CSAAS was, quote, offered only to explain certain behavior of an alleged victim of child sexual abuse, close quote, and could be considered, quote, only in deciding whether or not daughter's conduct was consistent with the conduct of someone who has been molested and in evaluating the believability of the alleged victim, close quote. Of course, the Court of Appeal upholds this. Right, it's not offered to prove that the claimed molestation actually happened. Next, the defense objected to the modification of CalCrim 1193, which was amended in 2022. The previous version said that the jury could consider CSAAS evidence, quote, only in deciding whether or not the victim's conduct was not inconsistent with the conduct of someone who has been abused, close quote. The current version replaced not inconsistent to consistent with. The majority says that this was just fine and not a change. There's a perceptive concurrence by Justice Kelly, explaining, quote, that reporting anomalies are consistent with abuse could be understood by a jury to mean that reporting anomalies indicate that the abuse in fact occurred, close quote. Kelly says that this was harmless here. Fight for the previous version. Third, more baseless statistics. In 2019, two cases found error from the admission of expert testimony that 94% of children who claimed to have been molested were telling the truth. Wilson, 33 Calap 5th, 559. Julian, 34 Calap 5th, 878. Here, the DA's expert testified that in 90% of cases of child sexual abuse, the child knows the abuser. The Court of Appeal upholds this, saying that this, quote, is not the type of statistical evidence that courts have held inadmissible, close quote. Why not? This is just to, quote, educate the jury to counter a specific myth or misconception suggested by the evidence, close quote. This is out-and-out nonsense, a sham to permit the DA to do precisely what the DA isn't supposed to be able to do, tell the jury that CSAAS and statistics prove guilt. Outrage of the week. People versus Page, D 084545, 930-25 CA 4th Division 1. Since provocative act murder required malice, no SB 1437 relief is available. SB 1437, codified in Penal Code Section 1170.95, now renumbered 1172.6, allows a defendant to challenge a prior murder conviction where the defendant wasn't the actual killer, didn't aid in the killing, or, quote, was not a major participant in the underlying felony and acted with reckless indifference to human life, close quote. A group of men committed a home invasion robbery. A neighbor saw this, approached, and pulled out a gun. One of the robbers fired his gun at the neighbor, and a gun battle ensued. One of the robbers was killed. The defendant pled guilty to a provocative act murder. The judge issued an order to show cause, OSC, and conducted an evidentiary hearing on the defendant's 1437 petition. The Court of Appeal affirms the trial court's denial of relief, ruling that the OSC should never have been issued in the first place. The Court of Appeal notes that Concha, 47 Cal 4th, 653, had been issued 5 months before the defendant pled guilty. In Concha, the Cal Supremes had ruled that a defendant, quote, must personally harbor malice to be guilty of murder under provocative act theory, close quote. Since the defendant pled guilty, the Court of Appeal says that the defendant was convicted, quote, under a theory of murder that required him personally to harbor malice. Because that theory of murder remains valid, close quote, the defendant is not entitled to relief. Interestingly, the identity of the person actually firing the bullets that killed the robber is unclear. The decedent might have been killed by friendly fire. But the Court of Appeal says that, quote, it was enough for the people to prove it was foreseeable that Venancio's provocative conduct would cause a gun battle with an armed neighbor at which someone would be killed. The issue did not depend on whether Luis or an accomplice ultimately fired the fatal shots during that battle, close quote. I remain convinced that SB 1437 has repealed provocative act murder. Peel versus Venasio, B338191, 91925, CA 2nd Division 3. Rational basis is the standard of review for equal protection challenges to SVP law. A defendant alleged to be a sexually violent predator, SVP, is given only a court trial unless he or she affirmatively requests a jury trial. The SVP law doesn't require a personal advisement to defendants of their right to a jury trial. This defendant raises an equal protection challenge comparing SVP law to other civil commitments, such as mentally disordered offenders, MDO, and proceedings to extend the commitments of defendants found not guilty by reason of insanity, NGI. Those statutes do require the trial court to advise defendants of their right to a jury trial and require the defendant to waive that right. The Cal Supremes only resolve the issue of the standard of review in determining the merits of this issue, which is rational basis, quote, the proper standard of scrutiny for such an equal protection challenge is rational basis review, close quote. Peel versus Cannon, S277995, 81825, Cal Supremes.